Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A wind advisory continues. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun
today, with daytime highs approaching 82. Southerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour.
Chance for showers
tonight, lows level off around 63. Overcast skies.
I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the beginning of the final week before Election Day, as early voting is still ongoing across the state of Kansas, and election officials around the state of Kansas are reminding you that if you are going out to vote, they are reassuring you that the election is safe here in the state, with concerns already from some about whether the election will be fraudulent or not.
We had that accusation here this morning while I was here. I heard about it. They didn't come complain to us. They complained to the media. They made no complaints here at the polling site. They never showed us their ballot to show that their race had flipped. I just have a hard time believing that our machines, because of the extensive testing they go through, are flipping ballots. They're not.
That audio from Cake News. The Kansas Secretary of State's office is also reminding individuals that if you are doing the early voting and you request a mail-in ballot, not to place it into the U.S. Postal Service box, but to drop it into an actual drop box for the election specifically.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Ever wonder how a wind turbine works or how internet service gets to your house? Did you know you can get paid to fly drones or solve computer crimes? This is Felipe, the host of Cool Careers Episode 7. I'd like to invite you to learn about these really cool jobs through Cool Careers, a series for Kansas kids that stars real Kansas kids, like me. New episodes drop September 9th on HigherPaths.com and your local PBS member station.
Sponsored by HigherPaths and aired in cooperation with this station.
Election experts across the state of Kansas say that the conservatives could win the majority when it comes to the Kansas State School Board of Education. As KSNT News reports it, with the ongoing conversation about public schools from K through 12 and the teaching about issues like racism, diversity, sexuality, and gender, it has been a hot topic of discussion, with many individuals saying they are going to the polls specifically for those issues. At the same time, businesses across the state of Kansas say they want to focus more so on the K through 12 education as a crucial way for the future of employees in the state. While many parents say they are concerned about the social and emotional learnings, or SEI, that's promoted within certain public schools. According to statewide election experts, they say that it's a trend going on across the state of Kansas and Nebraska with the push for a more conservative school board. Or many conservative candidates say they want to end some of the diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, along with critical race theory that may be taught within certain schools around the state. There are multiple statewide school board election candidates that are up for election this year.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska net farm income is projected to be on the decline for the end of this year and going into 2025, as of the latest report coming from the Rural and Farm Finance Policy Analysis Center. As according to KOLN News, they say the Center for Agricultural Profitability and the University of Nebraska in Lincoln has released their fall 2024 Nebraska fall income outlook, showing that Nebraska's 2024 net farm income across the state is estimated to be at roughly $7.69 billion. They say that is down from the record-setting farm income levels that they saw back in 2023, but that is on the decline now, with total receipts projected to be declining by roughly $1.4 billion. They say despite the increase in production levels for field field crops around the state. Lower prices reduced the crop receipts by 12% for the year, along with Nebraska's cattle inventory projecting to grow slightly in 2024, increasing by 164,000 head. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday following half-hour executive session suggested by the city attorney for matters of non-elected personnel and employee matters. Council returned and unanimously approved motions to terminate City Clerk Cindy Holly, to appoint Sammy Ralph as interim city clerk, and begin a job search. Again, Marysville City Clerk was terminated at the end of Monday night's city council meeting, just before adjournment. Among discussion items earlier in the meeting, representatives with the Kester Museum Foundation asked questions regarding valuation, timeline, and process for a decision on the South Kester House restaurant building. The foundation and a private group have submitted requests for proposal consideration, but no action has been taken as yet. With no comments, a proposed food truck ordinance was passed unanimously that calls for written permission from property owners, a license application, and a fee to be determined, and set restrictions and fines. An agreement with Frontier Development for improvements on the Kester Block was formally approved, and a community development block grant possibility will be among discussion items at the November 12th regular council meeting. City Administrator is working on a Parks and Recreation grant, which he hopes will provide future direction and guidance going out 25 years. He also noted a visit December 16th with a representative from the Kansas Department of Commerce, as well as the possibility of other state officials to seek input on projects such as the 7th Street Corridor development, downtown improvements, as well as potential use of alleys and pocket parks in the community. Washington Public Library will close to the public this week and is expected to reopen December 3rd with interior remodeling and renovations being completed. Grant funds and a portion of a Larry Davison estate are being used for the project. Tuesday is the last day to apply for advance mail-in ballots for the November 5th general election in Marshall County. If requested, volunteers will be dispatched to pick up advance ballots by contacting Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson, who will coordinate pickup assignments. They can also be left at the drop box at the courthouse or mailed in advance. Public is welcome to a meeting concerning the 30 by 30 agenda and proposed transmission corridor, a 5-mile wide eminent domain claim of land being promoted by the Department of Energy. That meeting Wednesday evening, October 30th at 6:30 at the Allstat Gallery in downtown Frankfort. Public is welcome and encouraged to attend. The hearing is set Wednesday in Marshall County District Court for a Kansas City man, John W. Kaiser II, who faces charges related to a fatality accident at the Axtell Corner on U.S. 36 a year ago in September. Marshall County attorney has filed involuntary manslaughter, 3 counts of aggravated battery, and texting while driving in connection with a case that resulted in the death of Denise Torrey, with several others injured in a multiple vehicle accident. Kaiser is being held in the Marshall County Jail on $1.5 million bond. A preliminary hearing was continued until November 13th in a first-degree murder case against James D. Winkenweider of Waterville, in connection with the July 4th death of Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids. With football games Thursday evening, the mayors of Blue Rapids and Waterville have issued a joint statement that some may wish to trick-or-treat for Halloween a day early and encourage any citizens interested to leave a porch light on Wednesday, Thursday, or both nights, and youngsters are asked to only visit those houses with lights on. In Frankfort, residents may consider trick-or-treating Thursday and or Friday nights, again with the same protocol, leaving porch lights on. Larry E. Germer, age 84, of Diller, passed away Friday. He was a longtime Gage County Extension agent. Celebration of Life service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Diller. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffith Tuvendick Chapel of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Larry Germer. Gaylen E. Gay Rothkar, age 91, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Gay Rothkar. Barbara A. Ubben, age 87, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge for Barb Ubben. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, baked fish, cornbread, beans, broccoli, and apricots. Tomorrow, ham salad, vegetable soup, celery with carrots, fruited jello, and a cookie. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory is currently in effect until early Wednesday morning. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 80s. South winds between 25 and 30 and gusting as high as 50. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 60s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 70s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Then showers and thunderstorms likely into Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 60s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late October, 79. Or I should say the average high, 63. Record high, 88. The average low, 39. And the record low, 17. We are at 72 degrees this hour. We're 10 degrees above the average high temperature for late October. And with a cold front coming Wednesday that could prompt thunderstorms, some could be severe. Sunrise this morning, 7:52. Sunset this evening at 6:30. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 29th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. This is the time of year you can change your prescription drug plan, switch from original Medicare to a Medicare Advantage plan, or switch from a Medicare Advantage plan back to original Medicare. As your local agent, I can help enroll you in a plan that fits your needs. My goal is to assist our community in making sure that everyone has access to the proper type of health coverage. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
One more and they'll start fitting for the rings. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Dodgers making it 3-for-3 in the World Series. They took the first two in L.A. and then game three last night in New York. Dodgers a 4-2 win. Freddie Freeman getting the offense started for L.A. with a two-run homer in the first. He's homered at all three games of this series and five straight World Series games dating back to 2021.
I got myself in a good spot with my swing in those days off. I got the ankle in a good spot, so I've been able to work on my swing and I've been seeing the ball really well. You know, I've been swinging at the strikes and taking the balls. Kind of what you're trying to do and accomplish in these games. And ultimately have been getting the ball over the fence.
Shohei Ohtani did play last night despite his shoulder injury, 0-for-3, but did draw a leadoff walk to start the game and scored on Freeman's home run. Dodgers go for the sweep tonight. You'll hear it on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Steelers just don't lose in Pittsburgh on Monday Night Football. Last night, a 26-18 win over the Giants. Their 22nd consecutive home win on Monday Night Football. Calvin Austin scores twice, touchdown catch and a 73-yard punt return. Russell Wilson throws for 278 yards and a score in the win for Coach Mike Tomlin.
You know, he didn't need to warm up to it. You know, a little less rust in the week before, but I'm not surprised by his capabilities, if that's what you mean.
Wilson has 542 yards passing in two games this season. Colts say they're evaluating everything, given the struggles of quarterback Anthony Richardson. An MRI showing no significant damage for Packers quarterback Jordan Love. Niners say no setbacks for running back Christian McCaffrey, still on track to practice next week. NBA, the Suns, a four-point win over the Lakers, 30 for Kevin Durant in the win, 11 for LeBron James in the Lakers' first loss of the season. Nuggets get their first win. They beat Toronto in overtime. Wizards hit 21 three-pointers and beat the Hawks by 2. Orlando gets 50 from Paolo Banchero in their win over the Pacers. Celtics 119-108 over Milwaukee. Boston is 4-0. Cavs go to 4-0 with a win over the Knicks.
Macy's Friends and Family is going on right now, and it's the best time to shop for all the gatherings and gifting ahead. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest trends, new arrivals, and the best brands like Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Steve Madden, Hotel Collection, and more. And get 15% off beauty, too. Plus, get free shipping with any $25 purchase today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Tuesday night tips off exhibition basketball. Jayhawks live on FM 95.5. Wildcats on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors opened their week with a partial rebound from last week's losses. The Dow Jones gained 273 points Monday to close at 42,387. The S&P and NASDAQ composite each picked up 0.25%. Crude oil prices are falling and gas prices are expected to follow suit, as fears about Israeli attacks on Iranian oil facilities have eased. The AAA puts the national price for gas at $3.13 a gallon, a nickel lower than last week, 37 cents below last year. New consumer protection rules took effect yesterday, requiring airlines to automatically issue cash refunds for delayed or canceled flights. Customers do still have the option to take another flight or credits on future flights, their choice. And Walmart is offering a half-price deal on the Walmart Plus subscription plan. For $49 a year, members get quick deliveries, discounts on gasoline, and a subscription to the Paramount Plus streaming network. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
OCZ's Paintworks urges motorists to be extra cautious in school zones and watch out for children getting on and off the bus. They are not always diligent about looking both ways before crossing the street. And please stop when the bus is displaying the stop sign. From OCZ's Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. Family fair, no school buses carry the most precious cargo, our children. Let's keep them safe by stopping when the stop arm is in use and students are getting on and off the bus. Not only will you avoid a ticket, you may save a life. From all of us at Family Fair in Falls City, see our website for rewards and digital coupons.
Good Tuesday morning. Hibbs back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. So, Larry, what's the latest?
The Farm Act in Congress. One of the CPAs. So we've got a heck of a mess. It's one of the poorest years on the farm in probably a decade when it comes to profit and loss. The author of this is Trent Kelly, a congressman out of Mississippi. He's on the House Ag Committee. And it's the Farm Act offers payment assistance to eligible farmers And as we dive into the meat of the matter, it really does make sense. So easy. What acres are eligible for payment on this particular program? All of them. They're calculated in different ways. Corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, rice, sorghum, oats, and barley are one way, and all other crops are just a little bit different. But in any event, that's going to catch most of them that we have in this part of the country. He says that unlike ARC and PLC payments, this goes right to what you plant. That's what's eligible for a payment, whatever you planted. If it's 1,000 acres of wheat, you get paid on 1,000 acres of wheat. And here's the breakdown. They'll pay, if this thing's enacted, probably will be worked on. It probably won't be just exactly like this, so don't go spend the money yet. But corn, $103 an acre. Soybeans, $48. Wheat, $82. Cotton, $208. Rice, $74. Sorghum, $85. Oats, $181. And barley, $3. If it becomes a reality. But I know what will. The next Techline Report. See you then.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. When sowing wheat, there is an optimal time to get it completed. However, sometimes due to weather conditions and other circumstances, it is not possible. K-State wheat production specialist Rami Lolovato explains considerations for wheat growers who are later than ideal for planting.
If you haven't planted yet, or if you're just now getting the drill, perhaps after harvesting a summer crop, first thing to do, consider increasing seeding rates, right? To make sure that we have the population of heads that we want in the end. Many times, you know, a practical guidance that we have is, you know, increasing in 10 or 15% for every week that you are late versus your optimal planting date. And that typically results in 10 to 15 pounds per acre. Perhaps if you're in central Kansas or irrigated system, up to 20 pounds per acre for every week that you are going late. Now, there is a maximum there. So typically we say, you know, western Kansas, up to about 100 pounds or so per acre of seed. If you're more in central Kansas, where we typically have more rainfall, you know, perhaps up to 120, 130 pounds of seed per acre, or close to that 1.3, 1.4 million seeds per acre would still be very acceptable.
He discusses what can be included when planting a seed to help boost its chances.
In-furrow fertilizer will really help the crop have quicker canopy cover development now in the fall. That's especially important when we're planting late. If you're grazing the crop, which doesn't apply for late planted wheat, right? But if you're grazing the crop, phosphorus fertilizer in-furrow is money in the bank. Also, if you're planting in acid soils, right? So if you're planting in acid soils, that phosphorus in-furrow, it really helps alleviate some of those symptoms of aluminum toxicity. But again, we're talking now about late planting. So absolutely, you will, in-furrow phosphorus will be money in the bank in these situations.
There are additional concerns for late planted wheat, and Lolovato says how to help reduce them.
Planting in colder soils increases that time for germination. And so with that, there's an increased potential for some seed and soil-borne diseases that will affect the seedlings of wheat early in the season like now. And so if you know you're going to plant late, definitely planning on a fungicide seed treatment can be a good practice that to really try and protect the seed and the seedlings from that extended time that they will be subjected to seedling diseases and other things out in the field, potentially improving the stand establishment despite those late planting dates.
That was K-State wheat production specialist Rami Lolovato with tips for wheat growers who are working to get their wheat planted after their optimal time frame. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
79 years ago, the first ballpoint pens went on sale. We will share some history about that which is mightier than the sword on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 29th, the 303rd day of the year. Olympic swimmer Amanda Beard has a birthday, and on this day 64 years ago, Muhammad Ali, known then as Cassius Clay, won his first professional fight. This day also marks the 79th anniversary of the first commercial ballpoint pens. How did we write before that? Well, since the early 19th century, fountain pens were the primary means of putting ink to paper. They evolved from the quill pen, usually the feather of a goose or turkey, which had a hollow channel that served as a natural reservoir for ink. The quills needed frequent sharpening, though, with a special knife. It's where we get the term pen knife. If you still carry one, we're guessing you found it handy for more than sharpening your quill pen. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Blue Valley Door Company salutes all area 4-H clubs. Through 4-H, members learn responsibility, teamwork, and values. From Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, we serve and install all styles of garage doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential garage doors and openers. Western National Bank appreciates the 4-H club leaders for teaching the area youth to be responsible and the importance of ethical practices. What they learn today will benefit them in their life and their future careers. From Western National Bank, located in Wymore, member FDIC, proud to support 4-H.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a battle to the end as the number 17 Kansas State Wildcats overtook the Kansas Jayhawks in their Sunflower Showdown over the weekend with a 29-27 victory, moving Kansas State up to that 19th slot in the national AP polls. As the Kansas State Wildcats recapped the game, talking about some of the highlights of what they had seen throughout the game.
Both teams had very good offensive outputs. Both teams made some mistakes. And both teams, the quarterback made a mistake, but the quarterback's one of the ones making all the plays. So you knew that sometimes you're going to make a mistake. You get great players like those two kids are, and Avery and Daniels, they're going to make a ton of plays and they're going to make a mistake.
We could have gotten after him more for sure. Again, it was frustrating at times. He's a heck of a player, heck of an athlete, able to extend plays.
I'll say our identity is that we prepare for adversity, and whatever thrown at us, we can counter from it.
Great feeling, I know. In the locker room, I told everybody, you know, this was something that I can't even describe.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. The Fall Classic continues this week as the Yankees and Dodgers continue their battle for the World Series Championship.
And that's out of here.
Saturday morning gets started with Fox Big Noon Kickoff at 9. Then Ohio State and Penn State at 11. And at 2:30, Kansas State visits Houston for an afternoon of Big 12 football action. Sunday brings a Week 9 NFL doubleheader. Catch the Cowboys and Falcons at noon and the Lions and Packers at 3:25. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Former Olympic champion of high jumping in the Olympics and Kansas State University alum Erica Kennard has officially joined the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, and he says that he was surprised with the announcement.
This is new because I'm not from Kansas, right? I was like, oh, this is cool. I'm getting inducted into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame before an Ohio Sports Hall of Fame. For me, it was an honor, right, as to be an honorary Kansan and, spent 10 years in the state. All of which in Manhattan, you know, and at my alma mater training. So it's great to be considered amongst some of the greatest athletes and coaches to come from around the areas.
that audio from KSNT News, where he goes on to talk about even some of the scandals that have come out regarding some of his competitors at the time that he won the Olympics.
It was like telling a joke 12 years ago and everybody else just now figuring it out. I wasn't shocked or surprised. If I would have stated that I thought that it was some unsavory activity, everybody would have just said I was being a sore loser.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
To be a winner, all you need is a little self-confidence.
A two-hand monster jam! 16,300 on their feet!
Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks play here all season long.
Steps back on a three.
Got it to go! Kansas pouring it on!
Be a part of the journey right here on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's Country 95.5 KNDY.
Every.
All the way to the goal in the throwdown.
Man.
He's open for three. Yes! Yes!
A Wildcat.
3 seconds to go. Scoop shot. Yes! At the buzzer.
The Wildcats claw their way onto the hardwood all season long.
Now goes back in. There's the lob and the throwdown.
Be a part of the Wildcat voyage right here on your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball. The K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State basketball game here on Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Tuesday night tips off exhibition basketball. Jayhawks live on FM 95.5. Wildcats on AM 1570, FM 94.1. A busy week for high school sports as Week 9 football games have Valley Heights, Hanover, and Axtell hosting games Thursday. Diller O'Dell's at Layton Friday afternoon. Lynn will host Frankfort Friday evening. Centralia's at home. Marysville kicks off at Holcomb. We'll have Bulldog football on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1 with a 6 o'clock kickoff. We'll also have live continuing coverage of Valley Heights in the state volleyball tournament from Dodge City. Matches begin at 8:30, 11:30, and 12:30 Friday, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. On our sister station, FM 95.5, we'll have live continuing coverage of Hanover and Lynn state volleyball games. They'll begin 11 a.m., continuing through the afternoon from Emporia. Tune live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile apps.
KNDY.